Good morning. Today's passage is Genesis 19:15-22.
大家早安。今天的读经经文是创世纪19:15-22。
English slide, let's read it together. At daybreak, the angels urged Lot on. Get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here.Or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city.
我们一起请。天明了，天使催逼罗德说：“起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。”
But he hesitated because of the Lord's compassion for him. The men grabbed his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters.They brought him out and left him outside the city.
但罗德迟延不走，二人因为耶和华连续罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手，并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来，安置在城外。
As soon as the angels got them outside, one of them said, "Run for your lives! Don't look back, and don't stop anywhere on the plain."Run to the mountains, or you will be swept away.
领他们出来以后，就说：“逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你被剿灭。”
But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please."
罗德对他们说：“我主啊，不要如此。”
Your servant has indeed found favor with you.And you have shown me great kindness by saving my life. But I can't run to the mountains. The disaster will overtake me, and I will die.
你仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩，你又向我显出莫大的慈爱，救我的性命。我不能逃到山上去，恐怕这灾祸临到我，我便死了。
Look, this town is close enough for me to flee to.It is a small place. Please let me run to it. It's only a small place, isn't it? So that I can survive.
看哪，这座城又小又近，容易逃到，这不是一个小的吗？求你容我逃到那里，我的性命就得存活。
And he said to him, "All right, I'll grant your request about this matter too.And will not demolish the town you mentioned."
天使对他说，这事我也应允你，我不轻负你所说的这城。
Hurry up, run to it, for I cannot do anything until you get there. Therefore, the name of the city is Zoar.
你要速速地逃到那城，因为你还没有到那里，我不能做什么。因此那城名叫索尔。
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿神保守他的读经。大家请坐。
May all be seated. Many of you have heard of poisonous gases.
很多人应该都听说过有毒气体。
Some are colorful or smell, so you can easily detect it.
有些是有颜色和气味的，所以你们很容易就能察觉到。
But a common dangerous gas is called carbon monoxide. Common dangerous gas called carbon monoxide can be produced when you burn fuel, like in your car or gas stove or fireplace.
但是有一种常见的危险气体叫做一氧化氮。当你燃烧燃料时，比如在你的汽车或煤气炉或壁炉中，就会产生一氧化氮。
It's odorless, tasteless, and colorless, so you can't smell it, or taste it, or see it.
它是无色无味的，所以你无法闻到、尝到或看到它。
Some poisonous gases work by actively destroying the body.
一些有毒气体对我们的身体有很直接的损害。
But carbon monoxide is different.
但一氧化碳则不同。
Normally, when you breathe in air, oxygen binds to a molecule called hemoglobin and pumped through the body.
正常情况下，当你吸入空气时，氧气与一种叫血红蛋白的分子结合，然后被运送到身体的各个地方。
When you breathe carbon monoxide binds to hemoglobin so your body can't absorb oxygen in the blood.
当你吸入一氧化碳时，一氧化碳与血红蛋白结合，因此你的身体就无法吸收血液中的氧气。
No matter how hard you breathe, your body won't be able to get oxygen, so you'll feel dizzy, weak, nauseous, and confused.
不管你多用力呼吸，你都吸不到氧气。接下来你就会感到头晕、虚弱、恶心或困惑。
If you're not treated, you'll get sleepy and die.
如果你没有得到治疗，你会陷入昏迷，甚至死亡。
Even though there's plenty of oxygen in the air, your body will still die from a lack of oxygen.
即使空气中有大量的氧气，你的身体仍然会因缺氧而死亡。
I think we're familiar with visible toxic things in our lives that we know are evil and harmful.
我想我们都熟悉那些在我们生活中可见的、有毒的，我们知道它是邪恶的、有害的。
We know we shouldn't do drugs or start fist fights, but we often ignore the carbon monoxide of sins.
我们知道我们不应该吸毒或挑起争斗。但我们常常忽略了像一氧化碳那样子的罪。
These sins are hard to detect, but they replace the spiritual oxygen that we need to love God and others.
这些罪很难被察觉，但它取代了我们爱神和爱他人所需要的精神氧气。
If left unchecked, we end up spiritually dizzy, weak, and sometimes unconscious.
如果不加控制，我们最终会在精神上晕眩、虚弱，甚至有时候失去知觉。
The English congregation is continuing our study of Abraham.
英文堂现在正在学习亚伯拉罕。
We looked at God's visit to Abraham and Sarah.
我们读到神与亚伯拉罕的会面。
God and two angels came to Abraham in the afternoon.
神和两位天使在下午来到亚伯拉罕面前。
Abraham invited them for a big feast.
亚伯拉罕邀请他们吃了一顿大餐。
Afterwards, God gave Abraham two messages.
之后，神给亚伯拉罕两个信息。
First, around the same time next year, Abraham and Sarah would have a son.
第一个就是在明年的同一个时候，亚伯拉罕和撒拉会得到一个儿子。
Second, God was going to judge Sodom because they were super evil.
第二个就是神要审判索多玛。因为那里的人罪大恶极。
Then they leave Abraham and walk towards Sodom.
然后这两个天使，他们离开亚伯拉罕，向索多玛走去。
Today's passage picks up after that encounter.
今天的这段经文描述的事情，就是在那次会面后展开的。
For the sake of time, I won't be covering everything.
由于时间的关系，我不会把所有的事情都说出来。
The two angels entered Sodom in the evening as Lot was sitting in Sodom's gateway. When Lot saw them, he got up to meet them.
当天使到达索多玛的时候，已经是晚上了。亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德坐在城门口，起身去迎接他们。
By the time the angels arrive in Sodom, it's evening.
当天使来到的时候，已经是晚上了。
Abraham's nephew, Lot, is sitting in the city's gateway and gets up to meet them.
亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德坐在城门口，起身去迎接两位天使。
Lot bows with his face to the ground.
罗德把脸伏伏在地上拜。
He probably doesn't know exactly who these two are, but he knows they're special.
他可能不知道这两人到底是谁，但他知道他们非同寻常。
He invites them to his home to clean up and rest for the night.
他邀请他们到家里清理干净，并休息一晚。
Lot prepares a feast.
罗德预备了一桌宴席。
The Hebrew word for feast usually refers to a banquet with drinking.
希伯来语中的宴席在这里通常指的是有酒的宴会。
They had a big meal with lots of food and wine.
他们吃了一顿大餐，有很多食物和酒。
So far, the story is similar to Abraham's in chapter 18.
到目前为止，这个故事与第十八章中亚伯拉罕的故事非常相似。
Everything is going great, and it looks like Lot will be able to spend time with God through the angels.
一切都进行得非常顺利，看起来罗德将能够通过天使来与神亲近。
Maybe Lot will receive some good news like Abraham received.
也许罗德会像亚伯拉罕一样得到一些好消息。
Before they went to bed, the men of the city of Sodom, both young and old, the whole population surrounded the house. They called out to Lot and said, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Send them out to us so we can have sex with them?"
晚上的时候，城里的所有的人包围了罗德的房子，并叫出这两位访客，想要对他们进行性侵犯。
Men of the city surround Lot's house and call out the visitors to sexually assault them.
城里的人把罗德的房子全都包围下来，就想要对两位访客进行侵犯。
Everyone who hears the story is supposed to be shocked and disgusted.
每个人听到这故事都应该感到震惊和厌恶。
Why would they want to do something so terrible?
他们为什么要做这么可怕的事？
No wonder God wants to destroy this place.
难怪神要毁灭这个地方。
Up until this point, it was a pleasant time for Lot and the visitors.
直到这个时候，对罗德和访客来说，相处的时间都是愉快的。
It may be surprising for us to see, but should it have been surprising for Lot?
对我们来说，这可能是令人惊讶的。但对罗德来说，这应该是令人惊讶的吗？
Let's see how we get here.
让我们看看故事是如何发展到这一步的。
Back in Genesis 13, Abraham and his nephew Lot lived together.
早在创世纪十三章，亚伯拉罕和他的侄子罗德就住在一起。
They were doing well, too well actually.
他们过得很好，实际上太好了。
They had too many animals to share the land, so Abraham says to Lot that they should split up.
他们的土地上养了非常多的牲畜，所以亚伯拉罕对罗德说，他们应该分家。
How about let's read this together, first English, then Chinese. Lot looked out and saw that the entire plain was well watered everywhere. So Lot chose the entire plain of the Jordan for himself. Then Lot journeyed eastward and they separated from each other.
让我们一起来读经文。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原都是滋润的。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
Lot sees the plains were the perfect place for his animals to thrive, so he chose to live there.
罗德看到平原是一片可以让他的牲畜繁衍的完美地方，所以他选择了住到那里去。
He was already very wealthy with lots of animals, and this would get him even more animals.
他已经非常富足了，有很多的牲畜。而住在这个地方可以让他得到更多的牲畜。
Let's read this one together as well. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, but Lot lived in the cities on the plain and set up his tent near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were evil, sinning immensely against the Lord.
让我们一起来读。亚伯拉罕住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
When Lot moves, he sets up his tent near Sodom.
当罗德搬家时，他在索多玛附近支起了帐篷。
But there's already a problem because the people of the city were very evil.
但已经存在的一个问题就是，该城的人罪大恶极。
They were really enthusiastic about doing things that God said were wrong.
他们真的很热衷地去做神说了不应该做的事情。
Lot had been living there for at least 14 years by the time the events of Genesis 19 happened.
在创世纪十九章的事情发生的时候，罗德已经在那里生活了至少14年。
Peter mentions Lot in his letter.
彼得在他的信中也提到了罗德。
Let's also read this as well.And if you rescued righteous Lot, distressed by the depraved behavior of the immoral, for as that righteous man lived among them day by day, his righteous soul was tormented by the lawless deeds he saw and heard.
让我们一起来读。只搭救了那常为恶人言行忧伤的义人罗德，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事。他的一心就天天伤痛。
Lot was very bothered by how evil the people were and felt constant pain when he saw and heard about their evil, their daily evil.
罗德因为这些人的罪恶非常烦恼。当他看到和听到他们每天的罪恶的时候，他时常感到痛苦。
But the evil didn't make Lot move away.
但罪恶并没有让罗德搬走。
He first moved his tent near the evil city, and sometime during the next 14 years, he moved into the evil city.
他先是把帐篷搬到了罪恶城市的附近，在接下来的14年里，他搬进入了这个罪恶之城。
If you remember at the beginning of this passage, Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city.
如果你还记得在这段经文的开头，罗德坐在城门口。
That's where the leaders sat so they could judge people's problems or pass laws or do other leader things.
那里是统治者坐的地方，这样他们就可以审判众人的问题，或通过律法，或其他统治他人的事情。
He first chose to live near the evil city because it could make him financially successful.
他一开始选择住在这个罪恶城市附近，因为这可以使他在财富上得到成功。
And eventually moved into the evil city and became one of its leaders.
并最终搬进了这座罪恶的城市，成为统治者之一。
There must have been something in common between Lot so they could make Lot a leader.
罗德和他们之间一定有什么共同点，所以他们会让罗德成为统治者。
In Ezekiel, God says the sin of Sodom was having wealth, but not sharing it with the poor.
在以西结书中，神说索多玛的罪是拥有财富，但不与穷人分享。
Perhaps the people of Sodom saw how rich Lot was and looked up to him, so they made him a ruling elder.
也许索多玛的人看到罗德是如此富有，并敬仰他。所以他们让他成为统治者的长老。
In summary, it seems Lot tolerated all this evil because it helped him grow his wealth and status.
综上所述，似乎罗德容忍了所有的这些罪恶，因为这有助于他的财富和地位的增长。
But now this evil is finally hitting him hard by threatening God's family and God's messengers and Lot's family.
但现在这种罪恶终于通过威胁神的使者。和罗德的家人给他带来了沉重的打击。
What situations do we put ourselves in to benefit, even though we know it's wrong?
我们在什么情况下会让自己得到好处，尽管我们知道这是错误的做法？
For example, we want fun or companionship, so we have hobbies and activities.
比如说，我们想要一些乐趣或陪伴，所以我们有爱好和一些活动。
Sometimes a danger might be like carbon monoxide because it's not obviously bad.
有时候危险可能就像一氧化氮，因为它没有明显的坏处。
So you have these hobbies and activities, and over time you notice you've replaced spending time with God with spending time on all these other things.
所以你有这些爱好和活动，慢慢的你会注意到你在其他这些事情上花的时间取代了与神相处的时间。
You say you don't have time to read your Bible or pray because you're too busy, but in reality, you spend that time hanging out or playing video games or sports or watching Netflix.
你说你没有时间读经或祷告，是因为你太忙了。但实际上，你花了很多时间与人闲聊，或玩电子游戏，或运动，或看电影。
And like Lot, you know something is wrong.
和罗德一样，你知道有些事情是错的。
You're not spending time with God, so you're not getting spiritual life-giving oxygen. So you feel spiritually weak and nauseous.
你没有花时间与神在一起，所以你没有得到属灵生命的氧气，所以你感到灵性的软弱和晕眩。
You don't feel God working in your life.
你感觉不到神在你生命中工作。
You feel guilty because you're not praying or reading your Bible, which you know you should do.
你感到内疚，因为你没有祷告或读经，即使你知道你应该这样做。
But you keep going because those activities and hobbies are fun.
但你继续这么做下去，因为这些活动或爱好很有趣。
How many of you feel that you're on the outer edge of the church?
你们中间有多少人觉得自己处于教会的边缘？
You see people that are involved and growing together.
你看到有些人参与教会的活动，他们一起成长。
Their faith keeps growing, and they talk all the time about what God is doing in their lives.
他们的信心不断的增长，他们一直在谈论神在他们生命中的作为。
They're excited to be with other Christians.
他们非常高兴能够和其他的基督徒在一起。
But you're too busy spending time with people outside of church. You don't have time for fellowship or worship or hanging out.
但是你太忙于和教会以外的人相处，你没有时间进行团契或敬拜。
You give all your emotional attention to them, so there's nothing left to get to know people in the church.
你把你所有的情感关注都给了他们，所以没有留下什么来认识教会里面的人。
And it's not like spending time with people outside of church is bad, but it's like carbon monoxide.
并不是说与教会外的人相处不好，但是它就像一氧化氮一样。
You've replaced the life-giving relationships that help you experience God's love with relationships that don't.
你已经用那些不能帮助你体验神的爱的关系，取代了那些赐予灵命的关系。
As a result, even though you've been part of this church for years, it still feels like you're surrounded by strangers.
结果就是，即使你已经加入这个教会多年，仍然觉得你好像被陌生人包围着。
You don't know what's going on in other people's lives, and other people don't know you.
你不知道其他人的生活中发生了什么事情，其他人也不了解你。
So you feel alone when you struggle.
所以当你在困境中挣扎时，你会感到很孤独。
The people you spend time with aren't Christian, so they can't pray with you or for you.
和你在一起的人都不是基督徒，所以他们不能和你一起祷告，也不能为你祷告。
And you don't know the people at church well enough to share your problems with, so it would be weird to tell them.
而且你跟教会里的人不熟，不能跟他们分享你遇到的问题，而且分享这些问题也很唐突。
And you don't have any examples of how to follow Jesus or experience God in your life.
你没有任何关于跟随耶稣或在生活中经历神的实际例子。
So you feel alone and lost, especially at church.
所以你感到孤独和失落，特别是在教会里面。
When I read this passage, I think about how Lot also put his family in danger.
当我读到这段经文时，我想到罗德也把他的家人置于危险之中。
For parents, what parents do you spend time with?
为人父母的，你们和哪些父母相处过？
I usually hear parents at baby programs talk about what milestones their babies met.
我通常会在婴儿节目中听到父母谈论他们的宝宝达到了什么样的里程碑。
Sometimes it's hard not to compare.
有时很难不去比较。
Oh man, that baby is already walking, or pointing, or quoting Romeo and Juliet.
哦，那个宝宝已经会走路了，或已经会指指点点了，或者已经在引用罗密欧与朱丽叶了。
Parents often see their babies as milestones that need to be met.
父母经常把他们的宝宝看作是需要达到的里程碑。
Over time, parents talk with other parents about how their kids are doing in school.
随着时间的推移，父母与其他家长谈论他们孩子在学校的表现。
What extracurriculars are they doing?
他们在做什么课外活动？
How good are they at math or piano or basketball?
他们的数学、钢琴或篮球怎么样了？
Parents then structure their children's lives.Around succeeding.
父母把孩子的生活设计成为成功之路。
Your daily calendar is all about how to make your child successful.
你的每日日程表都是关于如何让你的孩子成功。
And it feels good as a parent to when you see your child succeed, and you're also able to tell others how successful your child is.
而作为父母，当你看到你孩子成功的时候，你也能告诉别人你的孩子有多成功，这样的感觉很棒。
We end up teaching our children to value themselves based on how successful they are.
我们最终教导孩子根据他们的成功程度来评价自己。
They learn that they can be proud of themselves because they're smart or pretty or athletic.
孩子们明白了，他们可以为自己感到骄傲，因为他们聪明、漂亮或者是有运动天赋。
But it's like carbon monoxide.
但这就像一氧化碳。
They should see they have value because God loves them, even though they didn't earn it.
他们应该看到他们的价值是因为神爱他们，虽然这并不是靠他们自己得来的。
But we've replaced God's life-giving grace with superficial human standards.
我们用肤浅的人的标准取代了神赐予生命的恩典。
So we see symptoms of this poisoning.
所以我们看到这种中毒的症状。
We become angry with our children when they don't meet our standards.
我们看到孩子没有达到我们的标准时，我们会对他生气。
They become anxious and scared about whether they're good enough.
他们变得焦虑、害怕，担心自己是否足够好。
They struggle with comparing themselves with other people.
他们挣扎着将自己与其他人进行比较。
Am I handsome enough? Am I smart enough? Am I successful enough?
我够英俊吗？我够聪明吗？我够成功吗？
Like, I grew up as a heavy kid, and Chinese parents loved to tell me how fat I was.
我从生来就比较壮，然后我的父母经常告诉别人我很胖。
Will my parents be ashamed if I'm not as good as other kids?
如果我没有其他孩子那么好，我的父母会为我感到羞愧吗？
Instead of showering them daily with God's life-giving grace, parents often fill them with expectations learned from other parents.
父母不是每天用神赐予的恩典来沐浴他们，而是经常和其他父母一样，用各种期望来填充他们。
Let's continue reading. But the angels reached out, brought Lot into the house with them, and shut the door. They struck the men who were at the entrance of the house, both young and old, with blindness, so that they were unable to find the entrance.
我们继续来读经文。只是那二人伸出手来，将罗德拉进屋去，把门关上，并且使门外的人，无论老少，眼都昏迷。他们摸来摸去，总寻不着房门。
Just in time, the angels save Lot.
就在这个时候，天使们救了罗德。
They blind the attackers, so they're safe now.
他们弄瞎了袭击者的眼睛，所以他们暂时安全了。
Then the angel said to Lot, Do you have anyone else here, a son-in-law, your sons and daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of this place, for we are about to destroy this place, because the outcry against its people is so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it.
请一起读。二人对罗德说，你这里还有什么人吗？无论是女婿，是儿女。和这城中一切属你的人，你都要将他们从这地方带出去。我们要毁灭这地方，因为城内罪恶的声音在耶和华面前甚大。耶和华差我们来，要毁灭这地方。
The angels tell Lot that they are about to destroy the city because it is too evil.
天使告诉罗德，他们即将摧毁这座城市，因为它罪恶太深了。
Let's read this together too. At daybreak, the angels urged Lot on. Get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city.
我们一起来读。天明了，天使催逼罗德说，起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。
Time's up. The angels tell Lot, get up.Take your family and go, or else you'll be destroyed.
时间到了，天使告诉罗德说，起来吧，带着你的家人走，否则你会被毁灭。
What would you do if you were Lot?
如果你是罗德，你会怎么做？
You were just attacked by a mob.
你刚刚被一群暴徒袭击了。
Angels told you they were going to destroy the city.
天使告诉你，这个城市要被毁灭了。
Now it's time to go.
现在是时候离开了。
I gather my wife, grab a few important things, and tell the angels, "Let's go."
我会召集我的家人，带上一些重要的东西，然后告诉天使，我们走吧。
Let's read this together too. But he hesitated, because of the Lord's compassion for him. The men grabbed his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters.They brought him out and left him outside the city.
请一起读。但罗德延迟不走，二人因为耶和华怜恤罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手，并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来，安置在城外。
Lot hesitates.
罗德犹豫不决。
The Hebrew word here means to delay or wait.
这里的希伯来语是指拖延或等待。
Why isn't Lot rushing to leave?
为什么罗德不急着离开呢？
It's likely because Lot built a good life at Sodom.
可能是因为罗德在索多玛建立了非常美好的生活。
He grew super rich and became important, but now he must leave it all behind.
他变得超级富有，成为重要人物， 但现在他必须把这一切都抛在脑后。
Despite all that he's gained, he's seen and heard terrible things for 14 years.
尽管他获得了所有的这些，但他在14年里也看到和听到了很可怕的事情。
Now his family has experienced trauma.
现在他的家人也经历了创伤。
But Lot struggles to leave.
但罗德挣扎着不愿意离开。
Thankfully, God showed Lot compassion.
值得庆幸的是，神对罗德彰显了怜悯。
The angels grab everyone's hands and pull them out of the city.
天使抓住每个人的手，把他们拉出了这个城。
I know when we are in bad situations, it can be hard to leave.
我知道，当我们处于糟糕的情况下，可能很难离开。
Those hobbies and activities are so part of your life. How can you cut them to spend more time with God?
那些爱好或者活动是你生活中的一部分。你怎么能撇下他们来花更多的时间与神在一起呢？
You've built up relationships over time. How can you redirect your energy to build up new relationships with Christians?
你已经花了许多时间建立了 你身边的关系，要如何重新调整你的精力与基督徒建立新的关系呢？
You're comfortable seeing the world through worldly standards because that's what you grew up with. And it makes you feel successful. How can you give credit to God?
你很习惯于通过世俗的标准来看待这个世界，因为那是你成长的过程，它使你感到成功。你怎么能够把功劳归给神呢？
Thankfully, God wants to help you.
值得庆幸的是，神想帮助你。
We all do things to disobey God, even when we know it's wrong.
我们都会做违背神意愿的事情，即使我们知道这是错误的。
It's impossible to stop, even when we know it hurts us or the people around us.
这是不可能停止的，即使我们知道它伤害了我们或我们周围的人。
Even when we know that our sin will lead to punishment, we keep going.
即使我们知道我们的罪会导致惩罚，我们还是要继续做下去。
So Jesus came down to live a perfect life and die on the cross.
所以耶稣来到我们中间，活出完美无罪的一生，死在十字架上。
He took our punishment for all that we've done and continue to do so we can be forgiven.
他为我们所做和继续做的一切罪承担了惩罚，以致我们可以得到宽恕。
But Jesus doesn't forgive us so we can stay stuck in our sins.
但耶稣并不是为了让我们停留在罪中而原谅我们。
Just like how God sent the angels to rescue Lot, God sends the Holy Spirit to rescue us.
就像神派天使来拯救罗德一样，神派圣灵来拯救我们。
Ask God to rescue you from your situation.
求神把你从你的处境中拯救出来。
Maybe you realize you spend all your emotional and relational energy on relationships that are limited to this life on earth.
也许你意识到你把你所有的情感、时间和能量都花在了仅限于这个世界的上的关系。
And the help they give is limited, but you need something more powerful.
而他们给予的帮助是有限的，你需要更强大的力量。
But you don't know how to change and make room for deeper relationships in the church.
但你不知道如何去改变，为在教会中扎根成长而腾出空间。
Perhaps you're afraid of opening up, or don't know how to make room in your life.
也许你害怕吐露心声。或者不知道如何在你的生活中腾出多余的时间。
Ask God to send people into your life to help you out of the situation and to give you the courage to embrace them.
求神派人进入你的生活，帮助你走出困境，并给你勇气去拥抱他们。
Maybe you see other people in the church are struggling in these areas.
也许你看到教会里的其他人正在这方面挣扎。
You can pray for them and ask God to rescue them.
你可以为他们祷告，求神拯救他们。
God had originally planned to destroy Sodom, possibly with Lot still inside.
神原本计划摧毁索多玛，可能罗德还在里面。
But Abraham asked God to spare righteous people in the city, and God did just that.
但亚伯拉罕请求神饶恕城中的义人，而神就是这么做的。
The Bible says that God saved Lot on behalf of Abraham.
圣经说，神代表亚伯拉罕拯救了罗德。
You can also pray that God would go in and bring those people out of their situations.
你也可以祈求神进去把那些人带出他们的困境。
Let's continue reading. As soon as the angels got them outside, one of them said, "Run for your lives! Don't look back and don't stop anywhere on the plain. Run to the mountains or you will be swept away."
请一起来读。领他们出来以后就说，逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你被剿灭。
So the angels get Lot's family out of the city and tell them to run.
所以天使把罗德的家人从城里救出来，告诉他们要跑。
Don't look back and don't stop. Keep running to the mountains or you'll die.
不要回头看，不要停下来，继续往山上跑，否则你会死的。
What does Lot do?
罗德怎么做的呢？
But Lot said to them, "No, my lord, please, your servant has indeed found favor with you, and you have shown me great kindness by saving my life. But I can't run to the mountains. The disaster will overtake me, and I will die."
请一起来读。罗德对他们说，我主啊，不要如此。你仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩，你又向我显出莫大的慈爱，救我的性命。我不能逃到山上去。恐怕这灾祸临到我，我便死了。
He tells the angels, "I can't run all the way to the mountains."
他告诉天使们，我不能一直跑到山上去。
So Lot asks if he can run to a town that's not too far away.
所以罗德问天使，他是否可以跑到一个不太远的城镇去。
How would you react if you were the angels?
如果你是天使，你会有什么反应？
We protected you from all the men that were attacking you.
我们保护你免受所有恶人的攻击。
We warned you that the city would be destroyed.
我们警告过你，城市会被摧毁。
We held your hands to take you out of the city.
我们握住你的手，把你们带出城。
We're delaying the destruction of the city so you can get away.
我们推迟了城市的毁灭，以便你们能逃出去。
And now you want us to change the escape plan?
现在你想改变逃亡计划。
But God shows mercy and lets Lot run to a nearby city.
但神彰显了怜悯，让罗德跑到附近的城市。
It might feel too difficult to completely change our lives, so we fill our day with God or rearrange our relationships to build new ones.
要完全改变我们的生活，使我们每天都充满神，或重新安排我们的关系，以建立新的关系，这样可能太困难。
But God can help you take small steps to move in the right direction.
但神可以帮助你迈出一小步，朝着正确的方向前进。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Let's read this last part together. I think that there's going to be two things, but this is almost there. The sun had risen over the land when Lot reached Zoar. Then out of the sky, the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah.Burning sulfur from the Lord. He demolished these cities, the entire plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and whatever grew on the ground.
那我们一起来读。罗德到了索尔，日头已经出来了。当时耶和华将硫磺与火从天上耶和华那里降于索多玛和俄摩拉，把那些城和全平原，并城里所有的居民，连地上生长的。都毁灭了。
But Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt.
罗德的妻子在后边回头一看，就变成了一根盐柱。
The story ends on a sad note.
这故事有个非常悲惨的结局。
God destroyed Sodom and other neighboring cities because they were evil.
神摧毁了索多玛和其他附近的城市，因为他们罪大恶极。
As he destroyed them,Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt.
在神毁灭他们的时候，罗德的妻子回头看了一眼，成为了一根盐柱。
We don't know exactly what that means, but we know she died.
我们不知道这到底什么意思，但我们知道她死了。
This passage is translated as Lot's wife looked back.
这段经文被翻译为罗德的妻子回头看。
The word in Hebrew means to regard or pay attention to.
这词在希伯来语中的意思是重视或注意。
She didn't just turn around and glance at the city.
她不仅仅是转身看了一眼那座城市。
It's possible that as Lot's family was running away, Lot's wife stopped to look at the city.
有可能在罗德的家人逃跑的时候，罗德的妻子停下来，回头注视着这个城市。
Perhaps she was already missing the life she had there.
也许她已经在怀念那里的生活了。
The life that was filled with wealth and status, but also evil.
那种充满财富和地位的生活，但也是罪恶。
So while the cities were being destroyed, Lot's wife didn't leave the area being destroyed. So she was destroyed herself.
所以当城市被摧毁时，罗德的妻子没有离开被摧毁的地方，所以她自己也被摧毁了。
On one hand, God is willing to and eager to save you, but there is a limit.
一方面，神愿意并渴望拯救你，但也有一个限度。
If you wait too long, there will be consequences.
如果你等待的时间太长，就会有后果。
For the parents that instill worldly values in their children, your kids will eventually grow up and embrace those values.
如果父母将世俗的价值观传输给孩子，你的孩子最终会长大，接受这些价值观。
They will eventually chase those values and leave the church.
他们最终会追逐这些价值观，并离开教会。
God can still save them, but there will be a lot of pain that could have been avoided.
神仍然可以拯救他们，但会有很多本来可以避免的痛苦。
For the people that continue to live on the edges of the church, you will face lots of struggles and difficulties without the love and support of other Christians.
对于那些继续生活在教会边缘的人来说，在没有其他基督徒的爱和支持的情况下，你会面临很多挣扎和困难。
For the people that fill up their schedules so much that there is no room for God,You will realize that going through the motions of church and Christianity are useless.
对于那些把自己的日程安排填得满满的，以至于没有空间给神的人来说，按部就班的参加教会和基督教的活动是没有意义的。
If you don't believe in Jesus yet, you will have the chance to believe in Jesus and be saved while you are alive.
如果你还不相信耶稣，你将有机会在你活着的时候相信耶稣并得到拯救。
But that opportunity will not always be available, because you don't know when your life will end.
但这种机会不会一直存在，因为你不知道你的生命何时结束。
Once that's over, you will have missed your chance.
一旦结束，你就会错过机会。
There are painful and costly consequences of delaying.
拖延的后果是痛苦的，也会产生严重的代价。
What situations do you or someone you care about need to be rescued from?
你或你关心的人需要从什么处境中被解救出来
？What do you do that you know is wrong and harmful, but you feel stuck？
你所做的什么事情是你知道错误和有害的，但你觉得进退两难
？Pray to God to rescue you。
祈求神来拯救你。
Or you can pray to God to rescue someone you care about。
求神改变你的心，赐予帮助。
Ask God to change their heart and provide help。
求神改变他们的心，并赐予帮助。
You can also ask God how God can use you to be part of the rescue team.
你也可以问神，求神使用你来成为拯救的一部分。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for rescuing Lot, even though he put himself in that situation.
主啊，感谢你拯救了罗德，尽管他把自己置处身于那样子的处境。
Thank you for showing mercy, even though he didn't deserve it.
感谢你施舍怜悯，尽管他不应得。
It gives us hope to know that you can rescue us.
从你的拯救，我们看到了希望。
Show us where we have filled our lives with activities and relationships and standards that don't give life.
请告诉我们，在什么地方我们在用各种缺乏灵命的活动。关系和世俗的标准来填充我们的生活。
Help us to make space for you.
帮助我们为你腾出空间。
Use your power to make changes in our lives and guide us towards you so we can experience life with you and with your church.
求你用你的力量来改变我们的生活，引导我们走向你，以便我们能与你和你的教会一起去经历生活中的起伏。
Extend your grace to them and bring them out too.
让你的恩典、怜悯也临到那些需要你帮助的人身上，把他们带出来。
For all the people that don't believe in you, I pray that you will show them why they need to be rescued and help them to call on you.
对于所有不相信你的人，求你向他们显明为什么他们需要被拯救，并帮助他们向你呼求。
I pray that we can celebrate as you change lives and bring people to you.
让我们可以一起为你所改变的生命而欢呼。
Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.